Let's say a prayer together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all who have loved us, and we do pray now that you'll teach us from the Bible. Amen. So, today is a very special day, isn't it? It's Mothering Sunday. And in particular, who do we remember on Mothering Sunday? We remember mothers. Pretty obvious. I want us to start today by thinking of all the great things that mothers do for us. But when I say mothers, I don't just necessarily mean people who are actually mothers, because many other people show motherly care to us, don't they? Maybe it's a grandmother. Or who else? Maybe an older sister. Or perhaps some other carer. In the Bible, we read of this man called Paul. And in one of his letters, he writes this: "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me also." So as Paul travelled around the place, sometimes he needed people to look after him. And many ladies would sometimes look after him as a mother. So what the Bible sets out as a mother is simply somebody who shows loving motherly care to another person. So let's think of people like that, and let's think of ways in which they show us loving care. And I brought my bag along, and I've got some objects in here that will help us to think about ways in which mothers care for us. This is my first object. What do I have here? What's that? Evie, can you see that? It's a teddy bear. What do we do with teddy bears? We give them cuddles. And that reminds us that mothers, or people who care for us, often give us cuddles when we're sad, and they show that they love us. That's the first thing. A little bit worn now, Teddy, there. Go on, stay there. Sit. And, here's the next one. Somewhere in my bag. Right at the bottom. Excuse me while I ferret. I'll be back up in a minute. What's this?
A spoon.
It's a spoon. Why do we have a spoon? Why does that remind us? It reminds us that when we were little, reminds us that our mummies used to feed us when we were little. So that's another way of showing loving care, feeding us. Oh, here's another one. What else? It's a book.
For baby.
That's right. We remember that mothers or other carers or daddies have read to us. That's another way in which they show loving care.
A car.
A car. A toy. We remember that our mums would play with us. And finally, it's a piggy bank, and that reminds us that we're given many good things by our mums and dads and carers. So these are a few objects which remind us how much we receive motherly care. Now, what happens as we get a little bit older? As we get a bit older, our relationship with our mothers or carers changes, and we find that, well, it's not always now that our mother cares for us. Sometimes we find that we start caring for them. They might need our help more than we need theirs. So let's see what else I've got down here in my bag. Actually, this is in my pocket, this one. It's a bit longer when you're clergy to get into your pocket. Keys. And that reminds us that as we get a bit older, sometimes as our mums get very old, they might need lifts and they might need to be driven around. Or here's another thing. Somewhere in here. Aha. This is something I don't do enough of.
A telephone.
We show that we love our mums when we've moved away by making sure we ring them plenty of times. That's right. If you don't put them near your ear, you can't hear. Good advice on using a telephone. A hammer. We find that we start doing odd jobs around the house. That's a way that we can show love to our mums and dads as they get a bit older. Or we might even provide for them, just as they provided for us when we were little. We might provide for them and let them maybe have an annex somewhere in the house. But those are just different ways in which we can show our love and care for mothers. Oh, I did have one other one, which of course is bring them a nice cup of tea. I find that mothers do like that. So if we think about it, that's what a loving relationship is all about. Sometimes we receive more than we give. Other times we give more than we receive. When we're a little baby, we can't do much for ourselves and we have to just receive from our carers or our mums or our grandparents. But even when they're old, we can still go to them. I find that mothers often like to give advice. Sometimes it's good advice. But as I say, the relationship does change as we get older. I remember when I bought my first house and my mum came down all the way from the north of England in her car and she helped me set it up, which was really nice because I was a bit clueless. But another time my parents moved into a new house and they were a little bit older. They couldn't quite reach so far into those little nooks and crannies for the painting. And they were grateful that I was there because I was a young man by that stage and I could reach up and paint all these little corners. So as we get older, relationships change. We start giving back more than just receiving. But that's all about how we love and care for one another. Well, what do we see in the life of Jesus? Jesus was born as a little baby, wasn't he? And he needed his mother. And you got the answer right. Yes, his mother was called Mary. She looked after him. She fed him. She taught him. She loved him. And even when he was about 30 years old and dying on the cross, we've just heard it in our Bible reading, Mary was there loving Jesus. And we could also see, though, Jesus loving his mum. And the first thing we see this morning is as he dies on the cross, maybe we want to stretch out our arms just to remind ourselves, when Jesus dies on the cross, he loves and cares for his mother. As he dies on the cross, Jesus loves and cares for his mother. He's in pain, but he looks down and sees his mother. He doesn't just see his mother, he sees his friend, John. And he thinks, John can look after my mother. And he asks his friend John, described as the disciple whom he loved, you will look after my mum, won't you? And he uses these words, dear mother, here is your son. And to John he says, here is your mother. He's saying to Mary, will you adopt John as your son so he can take care of you? He says to John, will you treat my mum as your mum and care for her and provide for her? As he dies on the cross, Jesus loves and cares for his mother. And I think Jesus is a great example to us all. We should all value and love and care for our mothers, shouldn't we? Just as they have loved us, we should love them. So Jesus is a great example to us all. Shall we stretch out our arms again? As he dies on the cross, Jesus loves and cares for his mother. But we can see something else going on here. We have the disciple John and Mary, the mother of Jesus. They're not related, but on the cross, Jesus creates a new relationship between them. He asks Mary to adopt John as her son and for John to ask to take Mary on and his mother. So the second thing we see, as he dies on the cross, should we do that again? As he dies on the cross, Jesus creates a new family. It's pretty obvious the family he creates is between John and his mum. But in many ways, Jesus creates a family out of all people who does his will. But what makes a good family? I scratched my head and wondered, and I thought, I know, I'll go to my friend Google. Always provides the answer. So I typed in, what makes a good family? And Google told me that a great family is where people love and care for each other. In the Bible, Jesus calls all Christians to live together as one big, special family. There we go. That's what the church should look like. People being nice to each other, loving one another. One day, Jesus was speaking to some people and they're all seated in a circle round him and Jesus was teaching them and he said these words, who are my mother and brothers and sisters? And he said, here are my mothers and brothers and sisters. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Well, let me tell you a little story now, a story about a man called Danny. He was very lonely because his wife had died and they had no children. He was very sad. "I have no family," he said. But one day he got up and went along to a local church. It was a great church full of good Christians. They were friendly to him. He found himself being invited back to somebody's for lunch. He found himself being loved and cared for. He found he was part of something special, part of a special family, the family of God. The church is called the family of God. Jesus is our brother, we are God's children, and we're to love each other like brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and so on. And just as Jesus asked Mary and John to be family to each other, he asks the same of all of us. We need to be family to each other. Well, I think that's a big challenge for us. Will we love each other as much as Jesus has loved us? Will we love each other as much as we love our mums and our children? And what about our brothers and sisters across the world? Because it's not just here in Elmswell. Christians live everywhere. So here's a picture of a Christian lad. He lives in Africa. Jesus says he's our brother too. So on three, we're going to say, it's interactive, on three we're going to say, "Hello, brother." Are you ready on three? One, two, three. "Hello, brother." Or here's another Christian. This lady is from Korea. There she is, she's praying. We're going to say, "Hello, mother," to her on three. One, two, three. "Hello, mother." The church is the family of God. Jesus is our brother. We are God's children. So as he dies on the cross, shall we do that action one last time? As he dies on the cross, Jesus creates a new family. So let's love and care for each other as members of the same family. Because if Jesus was here looking at St. John's, what would he say? He would look around and say, "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." So we're seeing two things today. We're seeing that Jesus is a great example. As he dies on the cross, he loves and cares for his mother. And as he dies on the cross, he creates a new special family. So let's do God's will and love and care for each other as he has loved us, knowing that he's not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters when we receive him into our lives. Shall we pray? The hands together, if you like. So, dear Jesus, thank you that you love us so much. And even when you were dying on the cross, you still loved your mummy and was concerned about her. But that you love us just as much and want us to love each other in the same way. Amen.